Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Well, welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day if it's Thursday. Wish you a good day if it's repeat program on Friday. Buenos dias. Want to start off, as usual, being grateful for my two sponsors, Antield Insurance. Te queremos seguro. We want you insuredly safe. Vive Seguro is the new lema. Always moving forward. And Empresas Caparra, San Patricio Village, San Patricio Plaza, and T-Mobile Center, etc. This is a new sponsor, and appreciate the support. Let me give you the telephone number to call in case you have any suggestions, any comments or criticisms, hopefully positive ones or, constructive ones, let's say. 939-333-1010. And you can also make comments through the webpage, which is Reflections by Jorge Gonzalez. It has been put together over a few months by Tuya Media, Jose Tuya. Appreciate his help. So take a look there. They have the mission, the vision of the program. You can access recordings of past programs. And if you want to be a sponsor, there are the criteria. And any support would be welcome. As you know by now, WIPR is no longer funded by the general Commonwealth of Puerto Rico budget. It has to make its own way. And so some programs like this are being commercialized and not only support this program, but also at the same time support WIPR, will receive part of the sponsorship. So please help us at, as you know, it's a really unique station with this classical music and great programs, things that are positive and necessary in Puerto Rico. And so just with the name Allegro 91.3 FM, makes it distinguishable. Okay, so support be very welcome. And then sometimes as I go through I have the program kind of in my head, on easily the beginning of the week, and sometimes I'm kind of struggling with what to cover in that particular week, what's going to come up, what suggestions, what articles, documents. What's gonna spur the different areas I'm gonna cover in a particular program? And I have to laugh. This morning, I got into a topic that I have kind of covered little by little over the last few weeks and in the past, and it has to do, with the beauty pageants and Miss Universe. And so I got into it and started, watching YouTube and reading articles. And, man, about so much chismisca has taken place that it took at least 2 to 3 hours just to a great extent just satiating my curiosity about all the things that are happening. So I want to cover some of that. I hope you'll enjoy some of the information I derived and basically, the couple of people there, despite all the chaos, are happy with their participation. So we'll go into that. But before that, let me just a couple of things. It's a little bit more scattered. Then I want to go into an article on how you make yourself smaller, you can get happier by Arthur Brooks, and an article on gratefulness, which is really appropriate for the post-Thanksgiving program. But just a couple of tidbits. One of them, there's a new legislation, hasn't been signed, I believe, by the governor yet, but it's passed both the House of Representatives and the Senate in Puerto Rico. It's a House Bill 602, and it would give a 40% discount for fines and the auto expresso, as well as any transit fines that you may have. I think there's a couple that are accepted. I think, you know, maybe driving under the influence of alcohol, et cetera, but most of them there. And what I reflect on this, I knew this was kind of happening, and it was in the thing, but it kept on going, you know, going on. And I had a fine that I received. Of the three fines I've had in my life, two of them have been in Arecibo. And this last one in Arecibo was really hurtful. I had gone to a rotary activity and was very, you know, calmly coming back home on route two, and you know, Saturday afternoon, like at 2:30, and you know, not passing anybody, not going fast, and you know, pulled over, and so it turned out that there was a 45 mile per hour speed limit on a four lane highway, you know, with the median strip, you know, and there I was on the right side, you know, and I was going 53, I think it was 53 or 54 miles an hour, and you know, got hit with it was about $175 fine, and I appealed it and wasn't successful, and because my argument was that you couldn't see the sign. I went back and you couldn't see the sign of the speed limit, but in Arecibo, not only are the police super, super strict, but compared to other places, the court is super, super strict. And so, as I say, two out of three in all of my career driving have been in Arecibo. So if you go through Arecibo, and you can, you know, slow down, and you can see it when you're on the expressway, you can see people slowing down, you know, automatically when they get in that area. But anyway, I was delaying and got more and more interest on the fine, and then I started getting a notification that if I didn't pay it, they would you know, revoke the license and through a process. I said, this is you know, this is not worth, you know, fighting for. So I ended up going, I think it was like $175 fine went up. It hurt. It really hurt. And, you know, this finally, it looks like this amnesty is going to go forward. And then it hurts even more because I've always disliked and argued against the amnesties. It's just so unfair for the people who, you know, and the property taxes and income taxes and fines, you know, comply and pay their debts. Even though I kind of was hoping to take advantage of an amnesty in this case, so it's a little ironic, right? But it's just not fair, and I think it's a vicious circle because the extent that there's going to be amnesties. People start counting on them, and people don't pay, and it's a vicious circle where eventually, same thing's going to probably happen in property taxes again. You know, some people just wait, and then take advantage of the amnesties and don't pay their fill. So, first of all, you know, a lesson: if you're going through Arecibo, slow down and. And then, you know, with respect to amnesty, you know my feeling. It's just not fair for those who pay. And I think it does more harm than good by having people you know, spend around, so wait around for the amnesty to come. The other thing that's kind of happened, a little tidbit here, but you know, other things I from time to time bring up and how important it is for us to to ask for forgiveness and be very upfront and very clear about it. Don't ring around, don't beat around the bushes, etc. So there's this recent matter with Senator Karen Roman and she was caught in a recording. She says by an employee who she later fired, making some comments about a fellow new Progressive Party member, and Odalis Gonzalez is the other senator from Aguada area, and basically said that she was gonna gañata, which is a kind of a hard slap. He was going to give her a ganmata if she didn't stop, trying to kill her reputation and helping the other party, etc. So, and pretty strong words, and they came out in the public. And but the main point here is when she went to ask for forgiveness, to express sorrow for what was said, she never expressed sorrow for what she said. She expressed sorrow for the recordings coming out in public, and spent most of the time criticizing the illegality and that was a private in her office conversation, and never shows any remorse for the actual words she used. And certainly no apologies to the fellow senator, and this is just a great example of trying to do a sorrow and pardon that does more harm than good. In jugando pelota dura, the panelists pointed that out. Because the new progressive senator Carmelo Rios was saying that she asked for forgiveness, and the jugando pelota dura said no, she never did say she was sorry for what she said. She was sorry for that recording having come out. That happens too often, and we have to take that to heart, and we all sort of beat around the bush sometimes when we make mistakes, and I think one of the important things in life, and we all fail at this from time to time, is to just say you're sorry outright. Don't beat around the bush. Don't look for excuses. It'll do more harm than good, and it'll always surprise the other party, the other side, when you just sincerely and clearly just say I blew it and I'm sorry and I hope not, I'll try not to do it again, etc. So that is that's something I'm coming up, often, which I think appears to be important. There was an article, an editorial on Carlos Delgado merece ser exaltado al Salón de la Fama, a baseball player who has not been able to reach the Hall of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and the editorial. There aren't as many as there used to be in Nuevo Día. This is an editorial by Nuevo Día because they keep on publishing opinions by different persons, but spells out his achievements in the baseball world. He hit more home runs than any other Puerto Rican baseball player. It's not clear if it's 473 or 475. It depends. But this one, the article says, the opinion says 473. He had 1,500 RBIs and an average batting 280, which is excellent. And but what it points out is that where he really stood out is on what's called on base percentage plus slugging, and it was 929, And it says that it's the 37th best of if he were in the Hall of Fame of all of the of all of 308 in the Hall of Fame, he would be 37th in that category. And that's really the most critical category of your batting prowess. And in addition, as the article says, Carlos says he was he had the Hank Aaron Award, and he got the Roberto Clemente Award, which combines both being a great athlete and being a great civic leader. He has in Puerto Rico with extra bases, done tremendous work with children, I haven't met him personally and had long discussions with him, but he is the husband of a member of the Tatis Dorado board, Betsy, and Garcia. And he was on a panel that we in the Puerto Rico Supreme Court Foundation put together, and he was with some the head of the federal court and the head of the Puerto Rico Supreme Court and a really well known doctor, he really was in my view, was the best. He made the best presentation without any nothing in writing in front of him, and nothing PowerPoint presentations at all. Just a great presentation. I was so impressed with him. So overall, this is an opinion, an editorial on Carlos Delgado, which I'm completely in agreement with, and it said that it may be because. He sat through a God Bless America in the seventh inning while in Toronto and in protests against the Iraq War, which was a war that should not have taken place. I think most people agree with that now, but maybe that was one of the reasons could be one of the reasons why he is. Has had problems in that regard, but let's see if this inequity is taken care of for Carlos Delgado. When we come back, I wanna now that we're in the sports world, I always like to sort of comment on the athletes and that, but and the coaches and how critical they can be, and especially I've been commenting on these days where loyalty is no longer a great value. It you know, for X amount of money, people will leave, or they think it's a little bit more visibility with a particular team, they will also leave. So when we come back, I'm gonna. Briefly discuss that when it's kind of the gossip items of the last few weeks and the final thing decision was made by the Ole Miss coach going to LSU, and then what happened with the old LSU coach. So we've run out of time this first segment. This is Jorge Gonzalez Reflections. We'll be right back after the pause.